There will be alcohol there, so I will go as well. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast. Yay. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer, talk about our week in drinking craft beer, to look ahead for beers to look out for in the coming week, to talk to the, to listen to the listeners of the perfect pour, and to, of course, drink beer.
What? We drink beer?
Yes.
Hashtag weak beers.
Weak beers. And, of course, it's, I don't know where I was going with that. Let's just get up to date on what we've been drinking before we started here. Our tailgate beers. One was,
You don't have a tailgate song?
Tailgate.
It's kind of the right thing.
Where's our tailgate?
First, we had a Blazing World from Modern Times Brewery in the San Diego area.
Legal purchase.
Legally purchased in the city of Fresno by the Bearded Brewer.
Yeah, I saw that post go up, and I was like, "I'll be right there."
Boom.
Drop all things.
I was at Fig. The day has come. Modern Times is officially in Fresno. We can officially stop by our local high-end-ish beer place and pick up Modern Times now. It's all on the up and up. We are now. Fresno is a Modern Times city. Explosion emoji.
Modern times. We're just going to use the one song.
Yeah, we're going to use the tangent riff for everything.
Everything.
So that is exciting. That's going to continue throughout the episode, I'm sure, of just talking about how modern times. We've been building that up for 2-3 years, basically.
Yeah.
Wish Modern Times would come to town. Look it out for Modern Times. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it's here.
Nobody's listening.
It's here. Damn it. And Blazing World, great as always. Yes?
Over it.
Everyone, over it.
Over it. Had it.
Over it. Had it. Give me something new.
Oh, my God.
This is like the second day of Modern Times in Fresno. I'm so bored.
I liked it.
I liked it. We also had a listener-donated beer, this one from Fontana Jim, Buffalo Bayou Brewing Company's Sam's Daily Authentic Cream Ale. This is a Houston, Texas brewer, Buffalo Bayou, 5.8%.
Did you hear that, Matt?
Cream ale. It was I, for one, enjoyed that quite a bit.
Very tasty.
Mm-hmm. I think I like cream ales when they're done like that. Oh, Bearded Brewer. Not so sure.
I've had better cream ales.
Whoa.
It was good.
Had it better.
But I've had better.
Hashtag better ales.
Better ale. So there you go. You're up to date.
Oh, what is this orangey orangeness you have?
What was that? Ooh. What was that sound of?
That's a 12er.
Ah, very good. How'd you do that, Nick?
I love gold.
New beer to the show, new beer to this episode.
I trusted the force.
From Uinta, Utah brewer Uinta, Hop Nosh Tangerine. Ooh. IPA. The can is so tangerine-y, I had to buy. This is picked up at Fig Tree Liquor. This is before The day the Modern Times came to Fresno.
This was the hop beer.
It was like the morning before, the morning of or something. It was that, and it was the beer camp, Sierra Nevada beer camp 12 packs. Nice. He had those, and I was like, oh sweet, I'll get those for the show.
New beer.
We'll be all set. This is gonna be awesome. And then later in the day, Modern Times. the fort says Modern Times. Blah 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 blah. 8 different Modern Times. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, I'm not gonna go out the fort, but I'll like still stop these. The fig tree. I'd like to return these.
I'd like to return these, please.
And just going in the fig tree, just not expecting any Modern Times. I see the Hopnosh, and I was like, oh, there's that. I'll grab that. And I was looking for the Sierra, and then there's stacks of Modern Times sitting off to the side. I was like, aha. Never mind.
I will have all your Modern Times.
So here we go. We're having this Hopnosh Tangerine IPA. I
have not tasted it yet.
I love the regular Hopnosh, one of the better IPAs of East of the Sierras, a.k.a. Europe.
Yes. East Coast beers. It's a limey.
It's orange.
It's all right. I like
Tangerine.
It.
Tangerine.
The fruit beer craze continues.
Listen to some Led Zeppelin. Have
it's either of you
peered at the can yet?
Not.
Care to wager an ABV?
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I don't know the ABV. I'm saying a 6.9. Going 6.9 on that.
Bro.
Get it.
6.5.
Tangerine.
For everything.
Everything. 6.5 and a 6.9.
Uh-huh. And the verdict is?
Mikey is closer without going over. 7.3.
Yes. My gut was saying 7.2, but
go with your gut. With
the gut.
There's anything you take away from this show.
Hashtag gut guess.
Go with your gut when you're guessing alcohol content.
Always go with your
everything gut. Else than him and haw and be unsure of yourself. Mm-hmm. But when guessing alcohol content, aggressively go with your gut.
Tangent.
Well, it's some culture now. It seems we have, there's a couple of related things to this indie beer. Beauty Brewer is going to just go ahead and just look at the ceiling for a while, I think. So, yep, he's going to nod out. There's, so the indie beer, we, of course, we podcasters claim as coining it, actually, 3B Zine officially is the podcasters, the people that have coined indie beer would be 3B Zine. And along with us, and SD Beer Talk, we basically championed using indie beer for it as an alternative, as a subgenre of craft beer when you're talking about a brewery that's basically has control of their own brewery, the sole control and the monies and the soul of it. That's an indie beer. That's indie beer. And it blew up for a little while, and it kind of faded back to where we had it before. And now at the Craft Brewers Conference, Allagash dropped, and I believe, from what I could tell, it was like a speech, a TED Talk for craft beer.
Nice.
Dropped indie beer and basically was like, I don't know that they knew from us podcasters or they just did it on their own, but saying that indie beer term should be used. Like, it's now it's back out there in the world again.
Allagash, though.
Yeah.
I assume they were big beer in there, indie.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Where is Nick? Are you?
What are you doing?
Oh. You're just sounding low all of a sudden.
Oh, hello.
Okay, there you are.
I got to get up closer.
I guess.
Closer. Hello.
Sorry for that production bump there. So, we'll see what happens from that, if anything, because they're speaking to thousands of people in the craft beer world that probably weren't paying attention to this thing as much before. We'll see if anything comes of it or what. But along with that, Stone has started to get into the banking business.
Stone banking?
Yes. They started a
free checking, free craft beer purchase.
Yep, True Craft movement. and basically developing a way of putting investors together to loan money to small brewers, independent brewers, as a way to as a more a more indie way to for a an independent brewer to expand rather than going and getting bought out and getting them or even that way instead of getting if they want to expand they have somebody that's in their corner to help them out and not somebody that's just an investment simply an investment group or simply or just having to hand over the keys to your kingdom to somebody else. Rather than that, then
you think that's why they sidestepped the indie hashtag and went True Craft.
Yeah, went True Craft. They're like they're being backed, they didn't. They wanted to come up with it.
Somebody with a craft mind,
right?
Like craft centered investment.
Mm-hmm. So now, not only does Stone have its own distributing now, they have their own loan department. It's not just a Stone thing, I know, but it's just like it's
stone
like
Stone loans,
Stone loans, Stonecraft loans. So I'm waiting for Tioga to get their Stone loan,
craft
loan, and blow up outside of the Central California.
Free pound of hops with every loan.
No comment.
Officially, no comment. Oh, no comment. You know what no comment means?
Ooh. Transactions.
They're thinking about it.
Being pursued.
So that's kind of exciting stuff going on.
Well, if we're keeping on the indie hashtag, do you guys see this article in Beer Advocate?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. They took it upon themselves to write an article, Fight for Independence. By Andy Crouch. I have no idea who that is, but he wrote an article basically giving people the gist of what the indie hashtag is all about, and he pretty much nailed it. So go over to Beer Advocate and read that, because it's too long for me to... Hello? Oh, crackle, crackle. Hello, hello, hello. Check, check, check. Ooh.
Here. Fine. Now good. I feel better.
Nice. Where were we? Oh, indie beer.
Indie beer.
So Beer Advocate in hashtag
beer. Brewer's favorite subject.
I wasn't listening. I was staring at the ceiling.
They weren't for it or against it, but they...
For it or against it. I'm against it.
I'm against it.
Oh, boy.
Dark Down reference.
Yeah. So that's in indie beer news.
That's your
but Beer Advocate's picking up on it, so the term is still spreading. Term is
still relevant
after all the shitstorm that had taken place 2 months ago.
Yeah,
it is still creeping its way into the
Now it's getting atmosphere. Into the mainstream craft beer.
The mainstream. What was that joke about the mainstream? Oh, where do you drown a hipster? In the mainstream. Sorry.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good hipster joke. Hipster humor, bro.
All right.
No, nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt.
It's fine.
If a tree falls in the forest and no hipsters are around, will they harvest them?
Will they reuse the wood?
Will reclaim the wood?
Repurpose the wood?
Nice.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well.
Tangent. Are we still culturing?
Sure.
Official. Now it's official.
Yep. That was officially a tangent. What else? What else is culturing?
You guys may know it's kind of beer related.
Kind of beer related.
Breakfast food?
No. Favorite food, though. Yes.
This is not a mystery date, sir. We do not care about your personal preferences.
Okay. So there's a pizza place in town called Pizza Pit. And they have debuted their pizza food truck.
Ooh. Oh.
So you go to Pizza Pit on Ashland and Cedar. They have 32 craft beer taps. And they have a pizza that's somewhere between Round Table, Me and Ed's, and kind of Better Than Everything. It's a really good locally owned pizza place.
Nice.
They now have turned that to truck format, and it's a $5 personal-sized pizza. It comes with one topping, and then you could add toppings for 50 cents on top of that. So, on top of that. But
toppings.
Chances are, toppings. If you're not at their restaurant eating pizza and drinking beer, their truck will probably be at establishments that have beer.
Right.
So that could still be culture.
Ties in.
So look out for that legal truck. Move.
Looking out for that truck. Maybe behind Goldstein's.
Truck
moves. Maybe at Tioga. Oh, a Tioga beer garden? Oh. Seems like I've heard of that. Oh.
I heard from an employee that Poplos will have 24 taps. I thought that was
kind of cool. Oh, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Poplos updates. Yeah,
24 taps.
24 taps. So, go tell your friends.
And it will have actual bar seating.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
So.
Oh, man.
So now you can actually go in there in a
busy Fresno's day. Fresno's coming up Millhouse.
You guys can actually walk in there in a busy day on your lunch break and just say, no, I'm just going to sit at the bar.
Yes. So. Get shit-faced before I get back to work.
Oh, yeah, that too. And then not quite new news, but Body in the Bog.
What?
So the electric sign still says pub, but you walk up to the building itself, and it no longer says Body in the Bog. It says Aisling, A-I-S-L-I-N-G.
Yep.
Aisling Bog Pub.
Ooh. So
I don't know what quite that
That's translates an Irish to. Name, Aisling.
Irish.
It's an Irish.
So it's Aisling
Irish Bog origin name. Pub.
You look inside the building, it looks like they wiped everything down, but it hasn't changed decor. And I know Jake and Justin said that they kind of talked to John and he said, oh yeah, they're going to take it over and it should be opening. But nobody knows how crafty are they going to go? Are they going to have the same beers, the same lineup as the Bog?
Or
are
all Europe heavy beers?
Or are they going to kind of go what's in, what's now?
Wow. Man, we're getting crazy.
But we will have a pub in Northwest Fresno again, is what I'm trying to get at.
Man, that's new to me news.
Yeah.
And then there's that Me and Ed's that's changing over to 33 self-service taps.
Yeah, I shared some photos with you guys today of the inside. It looks pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah.
I can't think of another Me and Ed's that looks that nice.
Oh, no.
Even like the Victory Grill and the Coney Islands, they look pretty blah compared to this. So
awesome.
Wow. That's going to be crazy.
Self-serve. So I think that style, I think you just go up to the register, verify your ID, and I think they give you like a puck. And then you just walk up to the tap, you scan the puck, and then you could pour your beer.
Oh, you scan it.
And then
they I was wondering how that works. Because they're all advertising as just walk up and pour your beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But
yeah, I think you have
how does that work?
Yeah, you probably have like a puck and a bracelet, and you have to, you know.
Puck in a bracelet.
And it'll let you pour.
Smoke in a puck. Puck in a bracelet.
Puck in a bracelet.
But, you know, next time it takes an hour to get your Me and Ed's pizza, at least you can have a couple of beers.
You can be knee deep into six beers.
Nice.
Wow. That's going to be exciting. Yeah. I have one. Well, since we're here talking about all this Northwest Fresno beer news.
What?
I have a request, a Tioga Sequoia request, to get a tap at Casa Corona.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm sick of going to Casa Corona. I only have Sierra Nevada to choose from. Pale. It's time there's a Sherman a Sherman or an XBA. XBA would actually be perfect.
I could see that.
XBA. So, you know, talk to your Northwest Fresno rep. Get him, start talking to Casa Corona. Because I'd like to hang out in that bar too, but there's just no good, you know, no exciting beer in there.
There's only so many Dos Equis you can drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd have to do. I honestly don't know. I'm not a sales guy, but I do know in the area there is High Sierra and then there is Max's Bistro.
Okay.
Both of those do offer.
Yeah, that's cool. But
neither of them make tacos.
Neither of them are taco or burrito.
Kid you not.
Quesadilla.
You know who does good?
Enchilada.
You know who does good
Mexican pizza?
Mexican style tacos is Wahoo's. I know they advertise themselves as seafood, but you can get some pretty bomb carne asada tacos and refried beans. And you can usually get a pitcher on discount.
Yeah, they do have bang for the buck pints over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$2 usually.
All right.
The same.
$2.
I want my $2.
Well.
Oh, what you got there?
Well, we had last week, we started a $20 challenge using our patrons' money, which I haven't actually pulled out of the patron account yet. But each of us being challenged to do what, see what you can pull off with $20 of Golden God funding. And I guess no, it was cheated. I just happened to be going to the coast, so I got. From Santa Adiris Rustic Ales in Capitola, California. Lady in Gray.
You hear that?
It is a... Yeah, hear that, Mike Sardina? I got a Lady in Gray, bro.
You hear that, and Michael Cruz?
Mike Cruz.
All you Mikes?
It's Lady in Gray. It's a farmhouse saison.
Oh, really? You bought...
Well, they only had two bottle choices. And I saw... When I walked in, there was somebody buying six of these. And then another person was buying four. So I was like, whoa, something's going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Must have this.
Yeah, I'm having. And it was $18. So I'm like, all right, there's my $20 challenge. I'm done.
You didn't buy five to look cool?
I was like, I'm buying five too.
Yeah, bro.
And then I go, take four away. Just take four away right now. Just charge me for one. Okay? And then you can keep the other four. Five, huh?
Yeah, you see
gotta,
that?
Gotta at least get five, right?
So, how many bottles can I get with Mr. Jackson here? Click, click.
Yeah. So, there we go. Our
legal move.
I have never spent so much money on one bottle of beer.
That's your new high?
And actually, I didn't really spend it. It was our patrons. Thanks, bros.
Suckers.
Suckers.
Thanks,
bros. So, here we go. Sorry you're not here, Mike and Mike.
Oh, that's totally a 750.
Whoa, very good. Ooh, that
I
smell.
Love gold.
Can't you smell
that's
that?
That's wild.
Smell.
Is that fart in a bottle?
It's wild.
Gonna get Rammy up in here. Ooh, the slow pour.
Ooh, that's top pour. $18 top pour.
$18.
$20. All right, Lady in Gray, going around from left to right of your podcast dial.
I used my big glass. I'm going to trust it.
Oops, I used my big glass.
It's a big bottle.
I'm using my medium glass.
We don't use these bottles that much on the show, so especially when it's just three of us.
Very Art Nouveau type of lady.
Yes, that's very, I think Becky nailed it. There's like these series of like posters that came out. The Maison de something. De, oh, okay. You know, if you see him,
French.
Yeah, if you see him, you'd know what the hell.
Lady in Gray Shred.
Whoa.
I'm get spilling. Like a.
Spilling.
Chardonnay kind of. I don't know.
Very Chardonnay.
Very much flavor. Very tart.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of on the mild side of tart.
There's tartness.
Well, it's not sour, but it's tart.
No, not sour. Kind of refreshing.
Where does this fit in your day? Is this laundry beer? This is pre-pool, approaching pool time.
Yeah. Get thinking about the pool. I just got the house straightened up.
Yeah.
Definitely
this is post-lawnmower beer.
For sure. Yeah.
Guess the percentage.
Post-lawnmower beer, but not specifically after lawnmower. Like, earlier in the day, you did the lawn.
Right.
But, guess the percentage, huh? I know what it is, so I can't guess.
Oh, yeah, I
so
cheated, I. too.
Well, never mind.
That's why I knew.
Nobody cares about that game anyway. It's 4.8.
I would not have guessed that, though.
I would have guessed higher than 4.8. Because there's a little bit of a burn. I can taste, definitely taste more than 4.8.
A lot of flavor for such a low ABV.
And this is a batch 4. So obviously there's been 3 previous Lady in Gray.
Capitola.
It was a good time over there.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's our first $20 challenge beer. That's just going to continue. Hopefully for us. You know, if you'd like to help out with that, you can become a patron. Golden God.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/perfectpour. Or just look for the show notes links. You can be Golden God. Get a little something extra. And be cool. And give us beer. Content. All those things. What else? Is there anything else in culture you guys haven't covered yet?
You guys want some Star Wars pun beer
news? I do.
Mikey?
Yes?
Being as it's the National Week of Star Wars, May the 4th
be with right.
you. I was going to Google all these cool names and come to find out somebody's already done it for me. So porchdrinking.com.
Oh, yeah. I think they, I don't know if they listen to us, but they like a lot of our stuff. So.
Nice. Well, they have gathered Star Wars beer names for us.
Good job.
The shocking one to me is I had no idea. Sierra Nevada does an Imperial Stout, Empire Strikes Black.
What? I have not heard of that.
Instantly looking out for.
That's an instant lookout for.
Instantly looking out for. Some of these are kind of clever because they use the brewery's name in combination with the beer name to make everything work. So Empire Brewing's Strikes Bock beer.
Empire Strikes Bock.
Very nice. Obviously Firestone's Wookiee Jack. Holgate Brewhouse has a Millennium Falcon. Broken Goblet Brewing has a Lando Pale Rizzian. Gilgamesh Vader Black IPA. I like this one. Revolution Brewing's Death's Tar.
Death Star.
Snake River. You did not put very much into your beer. You just called it Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan. Organic brown ale.
River.
Oh, I get it now. Obi-Wan, organic brown ale. Westbrook has Dark Helmet, which to me is more of a
Spaceballs
reference.
Yes.
Yes, Spaceballs.
Yes, that is Spaceballs. Which one didn't we do?
Bottle Logic has a shot first.
That is not
that
on
we've
this
had
list.
Here.
Oh, and Terrapin has the Dark Side.
The Dark Side. Something Dark Side.
Something Dark Side.
Oh, Master Yoda, you survived.
Dark Town reference. Dark Town. And New England Brewing's Imperial Stout Trooper. Instead of Stormtrooper, obviously.
Duh. I got it.
So there you go.
All right.
There's your Star Wars news.
and your craft culture. We got no emails this week, so it's time for, you know what time it is, everybody's favorite time.
Dave's coming.
David Lee Roth. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Oh. Mikey's been karaoke.
Yeah, try to harmonize with Paul.
At the sushi bar.
Trying to harmonize, Paul.
Do you guys have voicemails
by Paul? Yeah, check your local karaoke bar. See if they got Perfect Poor songs from Paul and Fairfax. Those would be great because it'd be short. You know, you'd just be up there for 20 seconds.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, thanks. You'd be like, do you got Cold Chancellor? Oh, yeah, we got Cold Chancellor. Of course we have Cold Chancellor.
Oh, yeah. But not tangent.
My beer was raunchy, Sam. Give me nothing but
egg. I just got to hear the chorus one time. She was then we'll go.
Sure. Yeah. Sure we will. In the next
election. Cold transfer. Cold transfer.
Cold transfer.
Cold transfer. Cold transfer. Boom.
Ba-boom.
Now that's enough for you. If you hang out longer in the show, may you get more. But
yeah.
That's all you need, right?
That's
now.
How we keep the listeners hinged on her.
like how do we keep them to listen to the whole thing?
Paul's songs.
Do Paul songs the whole way. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line. You can call us, leave us all the things you want to leave us, whatever the hell you feel like leaving us. Hopefully they're related to beer or the show.
We're in the Perfect Poor. To your beer, eh?
To your beer!
Just sort of recap on that voicemail where you hung up on me, eh? Orale, I don't think you hung up on me, but I just think I ran out of quarters on the payphone, eh? Orale, check it out. Paul! Don't move anywhere. It says stay in California, Holmes. Don't go to Florida. Florida, you got to fight sharks and the alligators. That's it. And I heard there's a lot of mosquitoes, bro. So, you know, us Latinos, we know a lot about mosquitoes. That's it. And they really suck.
Hey-oh.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Driving.
Got it, baby.
This is the first episode. You want people to let you guys know when they listen to the Perfect Four? Hey, I want you to take a guess when I mainly listen to you guys.
Yeah, how do you listen?
Go ahead, guess. Wait a guess.
And while you're driving.
Get up. It's when I'm driving.
Yeah, I got it.
I was just listening to it right now. And I want you guys to also guess something else, okay?
All right,
it's Friday, April 29th. Where do you think I'm driving to? Give you a hint. It's more than 100 miles away from where I normally am.
Stockton. Stockton.
You give up?
No.
Did you guess?
Stockton, bro.
I'm going to Kelly's backyard camping thing event. Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, I'm gonna be there. Kelly.
Hey, guess what I'm bringing a bottle of? Can you guess?
Is it Cold Chaser?
Remember when I make you play this guessing game?
Almost
there. Well, I am bringing her the very last bottle of the Almost Egg, Almost Egg.
Yes, the Cold Egg.
IPA.
Yes.
I'm also bringing her some Chocotazo.
What?
That's right. It's going to be fun. None of you jerks wanted to go. Nobody wanted to go with me. Nobody. But you know what? That's fine. I'm fine on my own. Okay? Well, anyway, keep up the good work.
Subscribe! And Scotty B.
You notice how we don't hear the shifting or the motor noise anymore. That must have been his
new car
voicemail. That new car smell.
You broke it
new
in.
New car voicemail.
Smells like new car.
It smells like new voicemail.
New voicemail.
Chocotazo still will not die.
It's all the kids are doing it this summer.
Tukutasu. Damn it.
Nice.
Never mind. I was supposed to.
Cold transferred.
Chocotasso. If your honor gives you shit, you don't want to deal with it. Chocotasso. Chocotasso. If you're running late to work and your body needs a perk, Chocotasso. A Chocotasso. A Chocotasso.
Yeah, I'm fading out.
Damn it, Bobby! I mean, damn it, perfect four!
What?
Lumber Jose! Today's a good day. Friday, getting off work.
Ooh.
Last week,
Friday call.
We had succeeded in lonely, deserted island, Augusta, Georgia. Our first independent brewery has begun selling their first kegs of beer.
Yes.
Whoa. Yeah. Riverwatch Brewing Company.
Riverwatch?
Independent. Hashtag indie beer, bro.
Yeah, bro. Way to go, man.
A blonde and a pale ale out right now. And I was actually at the brewery yesterday talking to the assistant brewer. And
dumb beer.
She told me they just double batched their double IPA. Or no, wait, I'm sorry. They double batched their single IPA. So pretty stoked. I'll be looking out for that.
Double
so, Riverwatch Brewing Company, and also recently announced our second independent brewery is opening up, and it's going to be Savannah River Brewing Company. So, as soon as I can find those in bottle or crowler formats, I will ship them as best I can. Hunt continues for Creature Comforts. Rumor has it I may be making a trip up to Athens soon.
Whoa.
More to follow on that. Cool. In the meantime, I'll probably be sending some other Georgia gifts and delicacies your way shortly. And tonight I'll be going home and smashing some bells and then trying to finish off a little bit of my Muteca pale ale that I brewed a while back that needs to go in preparation for my New World Blonde with Galaxy Hops.
He's got to make some room on
his taps. Enjoy your weekend, fellas. I will hear you next week, hopefully. I'm driving!
Yeah! Number Jose!
All right.
Yeah!
All right, all right,
all right. All right, all right, all right. Boy, smells
like 5-5-9-4-9-2. You know what I like about high school?
I was going to see if you're
going to hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, Skyby.
I'm camping!
Yeah!
Hey, get away, Kelly.
Hi, we're drinking.
Oh no, what's happening?
Some deliciousness of awesomeness, and we're drinking a lot, and I'm drunk.
You need to talk a little louder.
I'm sorry, I'm drinking.
Oh man,
that was it.
That was it.
Now that was Scotty B's phone.
That had to,
and
be.
It cut off.
Way to go,
Kelly. Kelly's cutting, getting Scotty B's phone to cut off.
Way to go, Kelly.
Come on, Kelly.
Only in L.A.
So she had a new phone. Now she's got gremlin. Everyone's phone has a voicemail gremlin if Kelly touches it. So be careful. 5-5-9-4-9-2-0-5-4-2.
Chocotasso. Hey, guys. It's Kelly. I'm not drinking anymore because I'm really drunk and I'm trying to be quiet.
Quiet drunk. Hashtag quiet drunk.
I'm on the call because we just finished the party and it was splendid.
Splendid.
And I don't even know if this call is going to go through, but I wanted to let Shuya Beer know that when Scotty and I called. We were drinking a Chocotasso.
Yeah.
And we were thinking of your song the entire time, Paul. Love you guys. I hope you're having a fantastic night. I am, because it's my birthday.
Yay.
And that's what I should be doing.
Happy belated birthday.
And I'll let you guys go. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Whoa, successful voicemail.
Successful voicemail.
Chocotasso. No.
That was a crazy party.
Crazy.
It was just Chocotasso everywhere. Whoa. Well, I think, I don't know. I guess we got this lady in gray, but I might need another voicemail beer. I'm going to turn on the Turn on the fridge mic. Fridge mic. Nick is going to the fridge.
And your body needs some work. Choco Tasso.
Cha 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 cha. What's it gonna get? I'm gonna try here. Try here at the bottle. Sounds like a cork. What is going on? What is he doing to that?
Quit rubbing your ass against the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Louis,
your
man.
Nose is too damn cold.
Studio dog's causing problems in here.
That is a growler.
Oh, a growler.
It's time for a 32-ounce growler of beer.
It looks pretty indie.
It's mega indie.
What?
Mega.
There were speculations that it was going to be something hoppy, and it's not.
We're going to the dark side, fellas.
Oh, my God.
If stouts are the dark side, IPAs must be the Jedi, right?
It's a nice society growler.
Yeah, tis. I wish it was filled more often.
So you're using a society growler to fill yourself with what? Yeah.
So the newest, before I make an ass of myself, I'm going to assume still the newest brewery in Fresno, they're willing to fill any growler at the moment.
Oh, wow.
What you bring. They do have their own. So
they do have their own.
They do. If you would like one of theirs, they will gladly sell you one of theirs.
They'll fill your shoe, whatever.
Yep. Shoes, fanny packs.
Cool.
Old Gatorade bottles.
Old Gatorade bottles.
Hey.
Yeah.
All tastes the same once it's in my glass.
Your hobo cup. Pretty much.
You got a big gulp.
My big gulp. Will you do that?
It's like 7-Eleven, right? Bring your own cup.
Oh, fill your own Slurpee Day. 5-gallon Home Depot buckets. What else do they accept? Oh, are you guys ready to crack this
open? I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
Look out, Choco Tasso. You have competition.
Whoa.
Hey, dude.
Popping the peas, baby. Popping the peas.
That thing wanted to burst open badly.
You woke up the dog.
I had him down, Nick, and now he's back awake again. Yeah, he woke the baby.
He's all, what's going on, guys?
You woke the baby.
Cheerios?
You have Cheerios?
Do you have
food? Yeah, our palate cleansing snack for this week is plain Cheerios,
heart healthy Cheerios.
They're Mikey's daughter's healthy. Gonna be very disappointed in the morning.
No, she's got her honey. She likes honey nuts. She's
oh,
honey
she nuts. Gets the good stuff. Yeah, we get the heart healthy bullshit.
Bullshit. This is heart healthy. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
The 70% air grain cereal.
More air for your buck. Choco Tasso.
What's the name of this?
This is the Pacific Porter.
Okay.
From Pine and Palm Brewing Company.
Too many peas.
Pacific Porter from Pine and Palm.
5.9. I nailed it.
So this is Portery. This is the carbonated version. Also available, not for growler fills, obviously, is the Nitro Bro version.
Wow.
How does brewery exclusive.
Beer brewer. Does a Nitro hold up in a growler at all?
No. Nitrogen bubbles are finer than CO2 bubbles. That's the different. I mean, it's a different gas. I understand that. But
it's a different gas. I understand that, bro.
But the main difference is if you looked at the bubbles side by side, nitrogen bubbles are finer than CO2 bubbles.
Them's fine.
Them's some fine bubbles.
And fine bubbles. The other half of nitrogen is it is poured the way it is because the tap has a diffuser, as I believe it's called. And it's there's like a little spiral.
That's what casinos use to, like, when somebody's got a hot hand at the table, they use a diffuser.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we knew that.
But there's a...
Mikey, come on.
There's what? Like a little four-sided wedge. God damn it. There's a four-sided wedge in the faucet, and it has a little flat washer with five holes in it. And that causes the beer to pour the way it does. But, like I said, because you're pouring it out of that faucet, that's why the beer is the way it is. Mm-hmm. Or if it has the cartridge in the can, that's just the way it is. But beyond that point, it's done.
Dang. So, Mikey's got a tangent going on in his head right now. I
guess. No, I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. There you go. I always like to slip in a little education.
There you go. The more you know.
Hey, guys. Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm driving.
Scotty, B.
Guess where I'm driving to, or should I say from?
Kelly, driving to Fresno.
Well, have you heard lots of voicemails I left? I think you know.
Yeah.
I'm coming back from L.A.
L.A.?
I'm just passing through Tulare right now. You know, I had a song that I used to sing to my daughter and my niece when they were little. When we used to drive up this way, about Tulare. It goes, never mind, that's, you don't want to hear me singing. But what I really called about, I don't want to run out of time. I'll sing that song another time. But anyway, I wanted to take a moment to thank Kelly and Ryan for being such awesome hosts. They're the hosts with the most. Now, it was really fun. I had a blast.
Fun.
Oh, man.
Did you stay in a tent?
That thing on the wall with the post-it things and the windows dry. Oh, that's a funny shit. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, I posted that picture up on a perfect board room. You should check it out. Too bad none of you guys could go. What a shame. What a shame. You're lost, though. But you know what? I still want you guys to keep up straight work. I'm driving.
Yes, gotta be. I wanted to go to Kelly's birthday extravaganza camp out party.
Dave, Surfing 4 Podcast, James.
James, Bakersfield.
Maybe a few things. Called in like last Friday or something, asked the food and beer lunchtime question. That was fairly simple. I want to thank Dick for giving me the answer I was looking for, and Mikey and Matt for butchering that very simple question. but each their own. No big
sounds
deal.
Like me.
Another thing, I was a little bit upset, man. I wasn't in your guy's top 20.
I know.
Instagram.
That thing was weird.
Followers, commenters, likers. I feel like I'm not doing my job right. I'm not commenting enough on the Perks 4's social media stuff.
Yeah, bro.
So I'm going to step my game up on that and try to break that top 20.
It's a challenge for all you.
Might even have to get in soccer mode and try to knock Kelly down to number 2. I don't know. Ooh. I think I spent too much time booking
something
that
about that later in the show.
Actually, the podcast, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing, this past episode, you guys had a elevated IPA from the Cumbre, which is one of my favorite IPAs in the whole entire world. And you guys have had that before because I've sent some to the show. So that's how I know you had it before.
Good
episode. Oddly enough, I downloaded 3 times for whatever reason. I don't know what happened with that, but oh well. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys. Hopefully I get to Fresno sometime soon and see you guys. Glad to hear you guys finally got Modern Time.
Yay!
Get on that bagel level. But anyways, man, I hope Modern Time throws some rad events in Fresno, man. You guys get some good stuff. Anyways, cheers. Talk to you guys later.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Big game bringing the heat.
Yeah, I'm
going to break the bracket for Instagram followers.
I'm glad he brought that 3 thing up. I don't know how that happened. Greg from SD Beer Talk alerted us on Twitter. I didn't even notice it. But It posted, the show posted three times last week, the same show, same episode. Mm. And I don't really know how it happened. I do know that I fell asleep editing and had to wake up and battle off sleep to just to post it. So it's possible that I just like thought I'd post it and didn't think I posted it. I'm like, I didn't post it and I posted it again. So it was
posting.
During Friday morning, it was up there three times, the same show. I took two of them down, so I think it's back to normal now. But
I totally noticed
for that. Friday, there was the same show was up three different times.
That's how good it was.
We're just trying to bump up our downloads, man, and iTunes.
Triple download. It was triple download day, didn't
triple
you know
download
that?
Day, man. Download three times and get special prize from the perfect pool.
Do we have badges?
Badges, special badge.
Triple down.
Hey guys,
there he
Paul
is.
Here.
Paul's back
from Fairyland.
From Fairyland.
What?
It sounds like I'm going to be Paul from Paso pretty soon.
Paso?
Hey, I just wanted to thank everybody for all the overwhelming show support. Fontana Jim, you're right. I'll always be Paul from Fairfax.
Nice.
Yeah.
Florida Steve, thanks for the invite. Sounds like what I got to do is pack up the van again and take a perfect poor listener tour. Just check everybody out.
See your beer.
Yeah, travel the country.
My mom is a Valley girl, born and raised in Tarzana, so I've got San Fernando in my blood.
Nice.
I'll be getting down there soon. So, hey, man, it sounds like you've been spending a lot of money mailing Choco Tacos out, so why don't you just put my name on one and sell it for me and wait till I get down there.
Nice.
But absolutely, everybody, tongue bags wins. I love it down there. I love the Paso slow area.
Oh.
So, tongue bags, what I need you to do is find me a job, maybe a beer industry job where I could wear those cool
industry
rubber boots and... maybe find me a cute girlfriend and keep that place next door to you open. I'll be there soon. Until then, y'all, cheers. Cheers to beers.
Paul in Fairfax, possibly Paul in Paso soon.
Paso Paul? I just don't like it.
He needs a shower that's 5 feet by 8 feet.
I mean, really, what's the shower situation?
It needs to have a window that faces out.
Shower situation.
Over the sunset.
So a westerly facing window.
He needs two cup holders. One for
left hand and right hand.
any house you
one
show
for
him,
his coffee,
he's
one
immediately
for his beer.
Looking at the bathroom. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What's your shower? What's the shower like?
He needs a stone type finish in his shower for the nice reverberation.
Yeah, he's got to soundproof his shower.
Yeah.
What are they? The perfect pour. Check it out. Beer. With just a couple beers that I've been drinking. That's it. Check it out.
All right.
A lot of stone IPA homes.
Oh. Back to old school.
One day, my jefita, not my jefita, home. Let me correct myself, eh? My jaina, but she she's my jefita, which is like my boss, to say. In English, but anyways, she came home with like a 12 pack of freaking Stone IPA, and I've been drinking that shit. That's it. So I'm like, okay, here with IPAs, that's it, but I'm lying to you, Holmes. I'm drinking an IPA right now. What are they? I got a buddy of mine that's from Florida. No, it's not Corey Holmes.
Not nope. Florida Steve.
Not Florida nope. Steve Corey. Holmes. But even though they got something coming out, there's a homeboy that I met a while back. He wanted some Choco Tacos, so I had to hook him up. He hooked me up with this Cigar City Brewing. I was scared, Holmes. I really thought there was going to be like cigar ashes and shit, Holmes. But anyways.
Santa it's called
Jihai Alai. Something like that, Holmes.
I like.
On wheat oak Indian pale ale. This shit is fucking fresh, Holmes. Look at, check it out, the date. Canned 3/28/16.
Damn.
Well, and check this out, Holmes. It says hecho a mano. That means half made, man. Hand made, handcrafted. It's another beer that I've been drinking. I haven't. This shout out goes to Dave, Beard the Brewer's homeboy, what's his last name? I can't even say his last name. David. I've been drinking Jack Daniels. Me and Jack Daniels go way back. I got like this huge collection, Holmes. I got like, I don't know, maybe like 30 bottles, I say. I have a dedicated liquor cabinet for good old Jack, Holmes. You know, when have you ever heard of a Mexican drinking whiskey, Holmes? Now you do, I say. I don't mess with the tequila, Holmes. It brings out like the cocuy in me, Holmes. That's like the devil. This is when I fight everybody, even my grandma, Holmes. Anyways, I say.
Chupacabra.
I don't even know what to tell you. I just want to say that this beer is fucking good. I rated it a little low, like 3%, but this is kicking me in the ass right now, Holmes. This Jai Alai or whatever by Cigar City. There's two other beers he sent me, something called Midnight Swim. Even though Mexicans don't swim in, at night, Holmes, because actually we do. That's how we got over here. And then he got another Cigar City, something like a brown ale. Can't wait to get to that one, I said. But, you know, I'll call you back with those and keep up the good work, Ese. And check it out, SD Beer, man. They love my beer, Ese.
Yeah.
Also, 3B Zing, they love my beer.
Damn.
Yeah, he sent it out.
So much love. I feel like a fucking Mexican hippie, Holmes. Like a, like a Mexican hippie cholo. Orale, mato. I tell you, peace out.
Perfect. Right on the 3 mark. Good job, Chew.
He says highlight like I said quesadilla.
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 You got any damn quesadillas?
Highlight is a good beer. And especially if it's a specialty one like he had.
Specialty.
Pipe in a crepe.
Hello?
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 Perfect Pour Podcast.
Reg.
Reggie.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Good job.
That's right, Nick. It's me. And all I got to say is. Modern Times in Fresno.
Yes.
Off the mic, bitches.
Yeah. Boom.
There it is.
Boom. It He's is. Out. Well, that's all he needed to say.
I have to go to the fridge mic for that. I
mean, fridge mic is hot.
Hot. Don't trip over the pup.
Here's a topic. Modern Times.
Neither modern nor a time.
Discuss.
Now in town.
Now in Fresno. Now in Save Mart supermarkets.
I'm waiting to see...
How regular is Modern Times going to be? What's your prediction? Yeah. Say, Mart.
I Ooh, could oh, see
is
it.
Is he cracking the beer at the fridge? What's going on back there? Ooh, fridge. Oh, we cannot see this.
That was a can.
All right. What was it?
12.
It's like you're what, booming from over there.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
I know what you have in your fridge, actually.
Yes, we all look in the fridge before you. Oh, it's a 16 can
of the Modern Times.
Booming.
Booming Roman. Got to get my big glass out.
Booming
Rollers Hoppy Citra IPA from Modern Times.
Paul, we need a Modern Times song. That's all we're saying.
Modern Times song. Ooh.
Paul.
Will they never stop drinking Modern Times?
We don't know.
So, right. Mikey, the question
is... Got the
is,
top four.
Question is, how regular do you see Modern Times being in Fresno?
Once a day, regular?
Is it? Yeah. Are you regular?
In the morning, when I wake up? Oh, wait. What,
how does it feel kind of, on the
what
whole?
What kind of regular?
Are we talking supermarket regular?
I think it feels like Save Mart's going to have it. I
Are
feels
we talking...
Like,
you know, I'd love that. I'd love to, Hernan, Milburn, Save Mart, I'd love to pick up a block of Tillamook and then go to the left side and pick up a 4-pack of cans. If I could just do those two things, I'd probably be...
Cheese and beer.
Cheese and beer, please.
Well, and...
And tortillas.
Well, let's see what else would be in that
Will
area.
There be one regular tap at Elbow Room?
Guac would be...
Elbow Room.
Yeah. They have Oscar Blues?
Yeah, they'd probably have cans before they'd have...
No, they have Oscar Blues on draft. Dale's Pale on draft.
What?
Dale's Pale.
That's what I'm saying.
Modern Times doesn't make a pale.
But they have Blazing World.
No.
That's their staple.
I don't see it.
That's what I'm saying.
Not unless Randy, has some sort of
not
special connection there.
Not super regular.
Unless he talks all the cougars.
Like level 2 regular. So you're saying supermarket regular.
Yeah.
Supermarket level.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what if Jax got Blazing World?
I could see Jax having Blazing World. That's
possible.
But then you'd have to ask them to turn around and look at the board to see what they have.
Do you have Blazing World? Let me check.
Mm,
did you say pale ale? I don't know
what the words you're saying right now, but yeah. This is a nice beer. I'm liking Blazing World, Booming Rollers better than Blazing World right now.
Well, I mean, it is actually a straight up IPA though.
Mm-hmm.
Blazing World was their answer to a red and an IPA for the longest time, for like a whole year, I think.
Hoppy Dank Amber.
Because they only made the four cans for a whole year, and then they're like, okay, so we're going to roll out this really awesome seasonal cans and seasonal bottles. Deal.
Deal.
Those fucking
I like guys. The burps Booming Rollers gives you. The aftermath, if you will.
It's so tasty.
I wish I had the patience to like look up all the names of their beers to understand them better, but I don't.
Nah. They're all literature.
Yeah, they're like islands, you know, like fantasy islands. I'm not going to say it right.
Okay.
I'm just going to back away.
Step away from the microphone.
Step away from it.
Perfect Four. Hey, it's Lotus Steve. What's going on,
Steve?
Guys?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, I just want to let you know what I had going on this weekend. I did some pretty good beer drinking.
Cut off.
Let
you know what I've been drinking.
Hey.
You did some beer drinking. Cool.
Sorry, Florida Steve. That cut you off. I don't know. I don't know who's in that is. I'm assuming it's Google Voice. But Florida Steve had some good beers. Call us again, Florida Steve, so next week we can know what the hell Florida Steve's been drinking. Or follow him on Untappd.
Hey, guys. It's Kelly. I'm drinking.
Yay.
And, you know, a bunch of people are talking about this True Craft launch that Stone's doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys are going to talk about it in the air.
Nope.
But I'm curious to know what you guys think about it. You know, do you think it's total horseshit, or do you think that this is a really good way for, you know, craft breweries that need some extra finances, you know, to get a little bit more help? And I kind of feel a little bit mixed on it. I feel like, in a way, it reminds me a little bit of Lagunitas, you know, like the way Stone kind of puffs their chest sometimes. You know, nothing against them. I mean, they're a great brewery, but, you know, they kind of keep trying to act like they're this small brewery and, you know, super indie, and yet they are spending millions and millions of dollars on things like this, you know? And it kind of, I don't know, it's kind of bugs me a bit. I don't know if it bugs me like crazy, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, when you kind of act fake a little bit about how small you are. I know. What do you think? All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. Maybe you get this voicemail. Maybe you don't. I'm working on a song for you guys. Well. I'll eventually put it together once I have time.
We're going to have a whole album, guys.
I think it's pretty good. All right. Toodles.
Toodles.
Bye, Kaylee. Thanks, Kelly.
Total horseshit.
Horseshit. Somebody, Greg was making that speech, and you just hear a guy way in the back. Horseshit!
No, that's horseshit!
Horseshit!
Horseshit! That's a huge bitch!
Did you say steak?
Pies and cakes. Pies and cakes.
That's also from the same one.
Oh, man.
We talked about the True Craft earlier, but I don't see it as a bad thing. It's just, to her point, you know, Stone is pretty huge, and they, but.
I think the point is they have craft in mind, right? That's what we're supposed to take out of that.
I've always enjoyed Greg's attitude, and I don't think that's changed. Money has not changed that. So you got to appreciate that.
$1 billion?
$1 billion. He still has that punk rock attitude. So, and they're coming up with something to help out. They're trying to help out. That's an alternative for the brewers that need help.
So, yeah. Well, that's seems to be the problem, or the one we say is a problem is they don't have craft in mind when they invest.
And this is a group that would have craft.
Perfect Four Podcast, Fontana Jim here.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad you guys got that Eddie Topper in time for last week's show. I don't know what all else you're drinking this week. I just wanted to give you a little history behind that fantastic little beer box. I had a buddy of mine, also known as Chino Yacht Club, who lived out in Houston, Texas for a couple years. So he was my Houston beer connection.
Yeah.
So I know a couple episodes ago, you guys were talking about how you hadn't really had much beer from Texas. Mm. And that's because it's like a whole nother country. They're like way out there on the other side of the ocean with their beer laws and all kinds of other fun stuff.
Pretty much Russia.
So Asia. Some of that beer is pretty good. Mikey, I wanted to give you a little history. There's one beer in there. It's a cream ale. Apparently, it's a recreation of a beer they used to serve as the house beer in the Astrodome for the Houston Astros. And you being a big baseball honk, I thought you'd dig that.
Yeah.
Did he anyway, just ask?
Some of those I liked
the
a lot.
Sam's Daily.
On, yeah, not so much. Waiting to hear your guys' opinion on some of those beers. Thanks a lot. See ya.
Okay, so now that makes much more sense.
He said Eddie Topper in there. I think he meant the Bell's...
Hop Slam.
I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay,
but Mikey, did you pre-listen to this voicemail to know to pull that one out tonight?
I didn't.
And he called that one out.
Look at that. Called it out.
And ironically enough, we have the Houston Astros.
Did you say
the Fresno Grizzlies?
Yeah, the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros, the Fresno Grizzlies,
league champions.
Best baseball team ever last year.
Yeah.
So, suck on
national
that.
Champions.
Perfect for a podcast, Montana Jim again. Hey, I had this idea I was kicking around in my head.
All right.
I think it's something we all do when we're buying beer, or at least think about some consciously. And if you guys go ahead through with your $20 Best Buy, check this idea out. I call it DuPow. What is a beer's DuPow? And it would be the dollars you pay divided by your alcohol unit. So let's say it's a 22-ounce bottle, and it's 10% alcohol, just for math easiness. Then you're looking at $20 divided by 220. So that gives you that beer's doo-pow. We'll see if that catches on. I'm looking forward to hearing you guys on Friday. Keep doing the good work. See ya.
Doo-pow.
Have you guys noticed that... I don't know if it was Big Game that started that, but now everybody's saying keep up the good work.
Keep up the good
work. Well, I thought it was Scotty B does that keep up the good work.
Could have been Scotty B.
Wow.
Somebody started it, but now everybody's saying it. I don't mind it.
I like it.
We're trying.
That's all right.
We're trying to keep up the good work.
We're attempting to keep up the good work.
So that, I used to do... Oh, go ahead.
Go on. I was just going to say that was our last voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
559-492-0542. And you can leave us cool stuff like those people did. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Just trying to feel time for
fun. Oh, I see.
Trying to figure out where the hell I'm going on this fucking thing.
Hyphen. My hyphen's not working. Wow, this is taking a long time.
She called me up
and left
me a voicemail,
but
she didn't leave her name.
That was voicemails. Sorry, Nick. What were you saying?
That'd be my karaoke song.
Matt would go for the heartstrings, the tearjerker.
The ladies would love it.
Bring the ladies to their knees.
As you were.
So there was a time in my life where I was in college and poor, and I would try and get the best beer I could for a buck a beer. Mm-hmm. So say, for example, Guinness was on sale, $6 for a six-pack. That was my go-to, my value beer, my D-Val.
Guinness, value beer.
My, you know, Sierra Nevada on sale this week, $5.99 a six pack. All right, that's what we're doing. Because I could not bring myself to get a 30 pack of Keystone. Had to have something with at least some substance. So I at least made sure I could get a buck of beer. That was the threshold.
I like it.
Bucko.
At least a buck.
At least a buck. Beer. or better. Sometimes it was $4.99 a six pack, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, when you're getting paying for under a buck a beer.
Yeah, that was that's a good
pretty
day.
Pretty damn good. I'm having more of this little pine and palm Pacific porter. It's a nice porter.
You guys digging that?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this one is infused with Lana Coffee Co. cold pressed coffee.
Oh wow. Oh.
I totally know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Lana's the newest roastery downtown, yep. Fresno.
Oh, okay.
Local,
yes.
Indie roast.
And is this coffee indie?
So it's a coffee porter with vanilla beans, and he aged it for a little bit. Not terribly long, but...
Not too long, but just enough.
It was drinking mighty fine today.
Well, it's time for...
Warehouse.
A segment we like to call...
What do we call it? I don't know what it...
Yeah, where are we? Like,
help! What's it called? Help! What's it called? Help!
Who are they? Who?
Ooh. The knights that say neath.
Uphill both ways.
Everybody pull out your untapped. And
you said untapped.
Yes.
Put that away.
Figure out what you've been caught drinking this past week in your craft beer adventures. Bearded Brewer, what have you been caught drinking?
So I've been sipping on some Firefall Red from Tioga Sequoia. I took home a six-pack of that.
Who?
And then...
I don't know what that is.
I was drinking at the Spokeasies.
Daniel Yosemite?
Of all
the
places.
The Spokeasies.
So I enjoyed Swami's.
Swami's.
I enjoyed the Flat Tail Hopped Saison.
Sorry, I just did what Matt did to me last week.
And then I actually picked up a Hobo Pilsner. I was sitting at Spoke, and I was like, I kind of want a Pilsner right now. So I had the Hobo Pils. The Tokyo Black Porter from Yoho, always a solid beer.
That is a good beer.
Oh, just so you know, I was in between beers, and I simply looked at the board. And Jason went to the fridge, pulled out the Flat Tail, opened the can, and sat it in front of me. He had no idea I was looking at that beer on the board.
Whoa. Freaky, dude.
That was pretty awesome. And then there was a new brewery that they were tapping at Spokeasy called Alpha Acid. And the one I got to try a full glass of, I got to try one of their other ones. I didn't count it, but they had a 14K, which was their IPA. And it was a pretty damn good beer. It was a good beer to start the night off. So that's what I've been caught drinking. I think there was like some double dry hops and Firefalls. There was just a bunch of repeats but Monday was Monday was my escape day.
Was your Saturday.
Yep, and then Tuesday was Modern Times.
Modern Times Day in Fresno.
Modern Times Tuesday. Like,
the day that will go down in infamy.
I was like, I'm going to take this Tuesday off so that way I can drink at the podcast.
I need to prep myself, guys.
Yeah. And then I was like, look at the social medias, and I was like, well, fuck, there goes that.
Never mind. Plans just change. Yep. I got in there, and I texted. We have our little podcast group text, and I texted a picture of Fig Tree Liquor, like, they have it here in Modern Times. Guys, it's here. I'm here at the place where they have it, and it's here. And Matt immediately texts back, on my way. And, like, I was still in line paying for the beer, and he comes to the door. I'm here. I made it.
It's like, Matt, why didn't you drive? You have a car. I forgot. I started running.
I saw the text, and I just started running.
I just looked down at your phone, like,
I just started running. Jenny.
Jenny.
I just started running.
He's He started with no beard when he started running, and by the time he got there, he had a beard.
My homeland, homeland. What's he saying? Hula-mula. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say, sir?
I think I'm done running. I think I'm going to go back home now.
What the fuck?
Interesting enough, Modern Times uses crown cans.
Totally. Yeah, what? That's what I was thinking. Damn it. We need a friend.
We just need a button.
We need a friend here. Damn it.
I know a soundboard. Yep. This Houston one's also Crown. And Uinta is. You know what?
Better late than never.
Fuck you. There's your cuss word of the show.
Ooh.
Oh, man. You just stepped in a big old pilot.
That cuss word was brought to you by Tioga Segoia Brewing. Visit their beer garden in downtown Fresno.
We have cuss word sponsors.
Yep.
Best use of sponsor money ever.
Yep.
Goes to.
Nobody has done that before. We just started doing it. Nick 80, are you ready to untap?
Oh, maybe.
To be caught drinking?
Well, obviously today I had some, spoiler alert. I already had the Pacific Porter at Pine and Palm.
Boo!
But I had the nitro version, so I did not have the carb version.
Okay. Nitro.
I had it on nitro.
I had it on nitro.
And I must say, I think I actually like the carb version better.
I like the carb better.
Yeah.
It's more carbed.
It's more carbage. I had the Stone Anniversary, not the Anniversary, the Stone Encore. 6th anniversary re-release.
Oh, yeah.
The first porter they did, the smoked porter.
Yeah. Oh, and you didn't bring it for the show. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah. I figured you guys would be meh about fine. It. So.
I am. I'm fine.
Yeah, totally.
I'm fine, except for I'm totally pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine if all right. Fine means totally pissed.
All right, Mr. Santi. Yeah, thanks.
Yep, I didn't come back with any earlier.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, I was out. It was a couple's night. We were out, and it wasn't growler friendly. I didn't bring an ice chest.
We're like your work wife, though.
I brought an ice chest on the trip, but I didn't bring it for that night. We're at Sunday, so.
Oh, I see. Couldn't
get the growler of the 831.
Ooh, 831.
Yeah, Sarah guys know what that is.
Nice.
So what? That was it? What?
Also had a throwback Thursday to the Oscar Blues 1050.
Yeah.
In the can. Nice canned stout. And my Modern Times purchase was also the Booming Rollers IPA.
Ooh, good job.
That was my Fresno legal buy.
We have choices to Modern Times buying choices. Oh my god.
I also got to do a taster of the 6090 from Pine and Palm, which is their revamped version of their double IPA.
Their dub.
Dubstep.
Dub.
He released it and got some community feedback and kind of tweaked the recipe. And it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Also,
new beer name. It's getting there.
Also, he was playing The Force Awakens at the at the brewery today for
good
the
job.
The Force
Star Wars Day,
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes,
always. Cool. Pine Palm, man.
And that concludes this version of
the Nick
Ben Cotter
80 on Untapped. I, Dorktown, on Untap, of course, was at the coast. I went to this place called Burger. There, it's like this little chain. It's a little sort of like Eureka Burger, but not.
Is that the, who's the famous chef?
Oh.
I think there's one of those in Vegas.
There might be.
Okay.
I don't know. But they got a lot of beer and went there during an early lunch. And got a hella light from Altamont Beer Works.
Hella, bro.
It's a wheat pale. and it's like 3.5%.
A wheat pail?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Damn.
What led you to that choice?
Because it was, you know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was like...
Purely not to look like an alcoholic, yeah, in other words.
Basically. But this place has a lot of good beer, so it was just like, I can't not drink a beer. Can't not
get a beer, yeah.
What the hell? Santia Darius, Tide Knot. It is pale. It's oatmeal pale. Called Tide Knot. It's damn fine.
You
fine the stuff. I had also, I didn't check it in, but I had a vanilla. I had some of my friends, Aaron's vanilla. They had a vanilla porter there.
Oh,
that was damn good. Oh, everything Santia Darius does is just good.
Wow.
It's just good. From Altamont Beer Works, we went over to Beer 30 after that, a place called Beer 30. Magically Hoplicious is basically made with Lucky Charms.
That's the grain they use?
And then a double IPA, yeah, with Lucky Charms grain, essentially. And I could, it's funny, I was like, they use the whole thing. Marshmallows and all, but I could definitely taste the cereal. I could taste, it was that Lucky Charms cereal, but I didn't get any marshmallow off of it. But it was that Lucky Charms cereal. It's pretty damn good for a double. I enjoyed that. And we came upon our brewery, a little small brewery up, this town north of Santa Cruz. Scotts Valley. It was a place called Steel Bonnet Brewing Company.
Oh, wow.
In Scotts Valley. It's a small place. It was pretty cool. They're playing vinyl.
Nice.
He had vinyl playing there, and he played Dave Edmunds' album. Now, and not most people are going to know. Dave Edmunds is like...
I don't.
He was like my first musician I geeked out about. And he plays kind of... There was like this time... In the very early 80s, where there was this little bit of a rockabilly surge, like this trend, kind of a little bit of a rockabilly guy that got popular.
When Stray Cats were hitting it.
Yeah, Stray Cats era. And Dave Edmunds had this, he had that kind of vibe to him a little bit, not like the Stray Cats, but in that genre.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he actually got some songs on MTV and everything. And so he was playing Dave Edmunds' album, and I was like, I never hear anybody ever like reference Dave Edmunds, play Dave Edmunds. I was just like, I'm just sitting there having a beer. I'm like, is that Dave Edmunds? Like, what?
What's going on?
That's like a deep track. Like, I know all those albums pretty well, so I'm just like, that's like a deep track from a Dave Edmunds album. How the hell is this happening right now? He was playing Dave, and I talked to him for a little bit. He was just all... It was pretty cool, but they had some good beer. They had like this, I was just having their Lost World Pale, and they got kind of a...
You just worked in the beer. Right,
yeah,
there.
I don't know, and I was having beer.
The vinyl was way more
important. Yeah, it was way more important. And they have like this English kind of like English style way about them, and the beer kind of tasted like that.
So. Are we talking like East Coast, like Colorado?
No. Yeah. A little bit more east than
actual,
Colorado.
Actual European.
Colstapones.
European.
I also had some XBA. I brought some XBA over
nice.
To the coast for Aaron. I don't think Aaron had XBA yet, and he was digging it. He was like, hey.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, this is pretty good. I was like, I know, bro.
You're insulting me right now.
Yeah, you're insulting me. So, looking out for some beers to look out for this week. Roaming around your town. Like, if you're in San Diego, you can get an Alpine Willy Vanilli there in 12-ounce bottle six-packs. American Wheat Ale. It's a wheat ale, but it's Willy Vanilli from Alpine. Maybe we could get that. I mean, we get Alpine stuff. Mike Hess has a new IPA, a San Diego-style IPA called Hop to It Us.
Is that Hop-to-itis? Like jump to conclusions?
Yeah.
The jump to conclusions, Matt.
Hey, he got that off the ground, man. That game's happening.
That game's happening.
some 7.5% It's out in 22s, so I'm gonna look out for that. The Hop Freshener series, Citrus and Piney, the one in the orange bottle. Ooh. That's out. That's at Fig. Orange. I was gonna get it, but then you know, Modern Times
kind of got in the way.
And there's one I've been seeing popping up a lot. It's not in Fresno yet, I don't think, but Avery Brewing. I'm thinking, yeah, like, should I care about these guys?
I believe you should.
They're coming out. They're out more now. I think we had one Avery before. I think maybe Bearded Brewer bought one or something. Somebody.
Yeah, but I did.
Seems like maybe they're creating a buzz, and I don't know, something to look out for. Anything you guys are looking out for?
Cold beer.
Cold beer.
Cold transfer.
Cold Brewer, do you want to save your $20 beer for next week, or you want to do it?
I can go either way.
Nick 80 is saving it for next week.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yep. $20 challenge.
I could go for one more beer.
Well, Bob, do you want to do the challenge beer?
It's a damn good beer. I know that.
Whoa. Well, sorry, you got to do it now. Now you sold me.
All right,
you sold me.
Fridge, Mike. Is it cold transfer?
Try to not step on your dog. Sorry.
Yeah, he tends to sleep hard.
I sleep hard.
Louie, our second studio dog. Jovi and Louie are hanging out in our lab. Whoa, that's Rammy.
Did you guys hear that?
Hashtag Grammy.
A little bit.
Is it a 22, 16, 75? Yeah.
It sounded very soft.
Hike?
I thought that had some weight to it.
It was aggressively soft. That's the thing.
Sounds like an 80s ballad if I ever
Here we
heard
go.
One.
Bearded Brewer's challenge to see what he can do with $20. And it's wrapped in the paper. Still don't see it.
I love gold.
Definitely a 22 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it. I could hear it. Oh, he's still covering it up. Wow. He won't. Looks like he's not going to show us until after we drink it.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have to pour it, and then I'll unwrap it.
Oh, man.
I think for rebel purposes, we must reveal the label before we drink it.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a certain... No, that's obviously okay. Not Rebel IPA. That it's very dark. IPA.
It's not part of the Alliance, okay?
Part of the Alliance and the traitor. Take her away.
Take her away.
You're part of a Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
The brother will love the spear.
Losers try the bash.
Whoa, that's so smooth I can't even get sounds out of it.
I walked... up to the fridge in the Spokeasies, and Jason was like, dude, just buy this. just buy this beer. Thank me later. Don't ask questions. Well, you can ask me questions, but don't ask questions, and just get this beer. And it was that same day that a fellow named Josh, I believe, I think it's a friend of Kelly's, he actually shared this beer with me.
Oh,
so from
what is it?
From
West, he's revealing it.
Westbrook Brewing Company and Evil Twin Brewing.
Oh, a collab.
So it's a collab. Mini Growler Imperial Stout, 10.5%. It was bottled on 2/7/16, 1 pint, 6 ounces. Blah blah blah,
blah blah blah.
But yeah, it was Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. But it's a collaboration beer. And to me, it is one of the most beautiful imperial stouts.
Things.
Beer things.
Ladies.
I was saving this, and I didn't know how long I was going to save it, but right here it is right now.
I know. It's tough. Like, I'm not used to buying $18 a bottle of beer. I was like, maybe we should save this, because... Seems like a beer that you, a whale beer that you like pull out of the share. Like, look what I got, Lady in Gray from Santander. And everyone's like, whoa, bro, whoa. But no, We got to have it for the show because the Perfect Pour, the listeners bought this beer. I didn't buy it.
But you could tell me this beer is oak aged. You could tell me it's, I mean, I don't believe it's 10%. It's drinking like an 8%. There's a little bit of smokiness to it, a little bit of chocolateness to it.
It's got that oatmeal sweetness to it.
Yeah, though. A little oatmeal sweetness, but it's not too strong in any way.
There's a burn. Not too, yeah, like I said, not too, too much, but it's definitely there.
Ooh. CBX.
This is nice, though.
It is a very beautiful beer.
The label is completely terrible, yet perfect. Mm-hmm.
Cheers. Time for cheers. Well, we were talking about that Instagram thing. Like, it's this app. I don't trust it completely, but
it's just making shit up, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And one of the features in this app, the app is called Instrack. And, one of the features in it was, we talked about last week, it did the top 20. It shows you the top 20 of people basically interacting on. It calls them your best friends.
Oh.
And so we went through the list, and it's weird because there was a lot of people that were just like, huh?
You're my best friend.
And then there's people you would think would be on there that weren't on there. So it was kind of weird. And Hillary was number 20, and Kelly was number one, and Hillary was like, "That's bullshit! I'm number 20."
We pissed off Hillsbills.
She said, "That's bullshit." Well, apparently she just went on a run, and earlier in the week she jumped up to number one.
Oh,
and taking Hoozcraft down to number two, and Hillary won. And just now I'm checking it right now. Uh-huh. Pine and Palm Brewery is now ranked number one. What's going on?
So it takes one like to get to number
one. No, but because Hillary just went on a fuck this shit.
Nice.
And just went on a tear and just jumped all the way up. So Pine and Palm must have a lot to do with like
the recent most recent stuff. Interaction.
Luke Monday is number four now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's Wicked Brews.
Yeah, they just followed us.
They just followed us, and they liked a shit ton of stuff.
Okay. Right?
So it seems to be reacting to, like...
My phone was blowing up this morning at 9 o'clock, and I was like, who the fuck is this? Oh, hey.
It seems to react to, like,
Bad Dog.
When you do a surge of stuff. Bill the fucking Science Guy is in there at number 11. The Nick 80 is the number 10th ranked Instagrammer.
That's right.
Friend.
I like our own stuff. I like the stuff I post.
You're all, yes, I like this one.
Oh, I posted that? Ah, no wonder.
Wow, that was a great pick.
Oh, I did that one.
That's an update. Cheers to everybody.
Cheers. Hillsbills. Bring it back.
Participates.
Hillsbills
that participates in our social media.
Is it that time gives us Hills reviews? Great,
I think so.
I think it's
we got to get Hillsbills in here.
I want Hillsbills.
You want to come Wednesday night, Hills?
Calling her out.
Come on out. Come on out. Hang out with the boys. So
show us.
Cheers to our patrons, of course.
Yes,
they are. They're awesome, and we highly appreciate them. Just cheers to everybody that talks about us and shares us with their friends and all those things. Appreciate it. Cheers, Nick.
Cheers to Pine and Palm for the Pacific
being the number one. All of a sudden, being the number one Instagrammer.
Cheers for the Pacific Porter. Drinking mighty fine. We'll be back for more.
Yeah, that's exciting, man.
He's got a summer seasonal coming out. Got a little preview of it, and it's really tasty.
Oh.
It's at Amarillo.
Is he getting a sesh IPA?
It's not. You know, I don't know. I forgot to get the ABV on that one, but it's an Amarillo hopped IPA, and it tastes really nice.
All right.
Hopefully we'll get a growler of that for the show.
Show.
Shoe. Cheers to... Oh, man. I had this all set up, and now it's all gone. Toilet drinks. Is that real? Toilet drinks. Beer trades. Cheers to Hoppy Dudes. Earth Jam. No, uncheers Earth Jam. That sounds lame.
Uncheers. I uncheers you. I unfriend you.
I'm looking That's at a recent
not how
Instagram
this
followers.
Works.
That's not how this works. I uncheers you. Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
Breakfast Beer and Bars.
Rock Lobster. Breakfast Beer and Bars.
Breakfast Beer and Bars. I'm trying to find a cool name.
Oh, it's Breakfast Beers and Bars, not Breakfast Beer and Bars.
Ooh, breakfast beer. What's your breakfast beer? Ready, set, go.
The Cafe Corazon Tioga Square one.
The Rush Hour?
Yeah, Rush Hour.
Nice.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
It's Rush Hour, no?
I think I would do a coffee beer for breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast stout from Founders.
That's what it's made for. Beer to brewer. Cheers a new one this week.
Just the Spokeasy staff. I saw Mike, Jake, and Jason all in one night.
Oh.
At Spokeasy.
So, wow.
So speaking of Spokeasy, Modern Times release on Saturday.
Yeah. We got two events happening. Major time.
Kuni-sama on Friday.
Spokeasy Saturday. Nick, are you going to go to any of those?
If I do have a chance, it'll be the Spokeasy Saturday.
What time are you thinking on that one?
When do they open? Two-ish?
Two.
Yeah, probably five.
Hmm. See, I'm trying to think of maybe going to, one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe both if things are going really well.
I originally planned on Friday night, but we have a birthday party Friday night.
Okay.
So Saturday's my day.
Hmm. I might go to Friday night at Kuni-sama. You know, later in the night, like, 10.
Okay.
I guess they're still open. I assume they're still open.
Yeah.
Because they said till close. I don't know when close is.
Right.
There. But it would be late. And then.
Yelp me, Jesus.
I might. If I don't do that, then I'll definitely try really super hard to go to Spokeasy probably mid-afternoon. Probably like 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. And just have a couple and come back home.
You would go with the day drinkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, day drinking. I'm a pro, man. I could do it. Because we're recording Dorktown. So but
you could go get some Mings and go to Spokeasy. Yeah. And that is a beautiful thing.
And then.
Nothing wrong with it. And then. So, yeah. And Tony Baggs is going to be at Kuni-sama, though.
Mm.
And that's what's like. Otherwise, like,
wow.
Otherwise, I would just be like, oh, I'm just going to go to Spokeasy in the afternoon on Saturday.
Yeah.
But because that just sort of fits my busy lifestyle well. when I hear Tony Baggs is going to be at Kuni-sama, I'm like, I think maybe I got to make that. So, Tony Baggs, if you do go, try to go later.
Yeah.
And,
or else Mikey still doesn't exist. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's better to just keep that mystery.
Keep the mystery.
Maybe I'm not a real person. Maybe I'm a George Lucas CGI.
Please tell me you're not Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Lucas.
Jar Jar Lucas.
Misa like a beer. Misa bombastic.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ooh, Banksy big in the force. All right, thanks for listening to Perfect Four. Have a great week. Drink your craft beer. Be safe out there. And we appreciate you hanging with us the whole way. Zomber! Tangent.
Tangent the whole show.
Actual tangent song.